This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Welcome back to spring.
A little chilly lately.
Yeah, we went from winter to summer and now to spring.
To spring, yeah.
The seasons are kind of all goofed up on us all of a sudden. But it's kind of the way it should be.
Yeah.
Although it is a little bit warm this weekend with temperatures in the 70s, but still some rainfall around the area. You knew the rain was going to come.
Eventually, yeah.
And if rain was going to happen, you figured April would be the month.
Yeah. April showers.
Yep. We hope they bring some May flowers back to life.
You were just showing me the other day that bush out by the station that budded and then it's turning black already.
I've seen some examples of that around the area where it was so nice and warm in March. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had so many 70 and 80 degree days during the month of March that so much of everything was coming back to life again. And I saw some shrubs and some small trees and things that were starting to bud. And then we had some freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
We had some temperatures down into the low to mid or upper to mid 20s for a few nights in a row. And all of a sudden, some of those buds were turning black. I saw some, some folks had, well, I heard a story a week or so ago. You know, the Pella Tulip Festival usually happens in early May.
Yeah.
They may not have tulips this year for Tulip Festival. They usually have hundreds of thousands of tulips in the area. And a lot of folks go to the community of Pella for that. But, well, they all bloomed early.
Yeah.
Because it was so nice out. We had a few tulips out here in the front yard that bloomed early as well this year. Some daffodils already up and gone. Even the daylilies, which tend to populate early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they flower, or they don't flower, but they grow up again real quick. The flowers come a little bit later. I'm amazed how big they are already. I mean, everything seems so accelerated. And then all of a sudden you run into that cold spell. You know, so you just hope kind of things bounce back again.
Yeah.
A little bit later on. But, you know, we get a little bit of moisture and some warm nights will help. I noticed these last few nights we went from, mid to upper 20s for a few nights earlier this week. And then here by the end of the week, we were mostly sitting with low temperatures into the 40s again. So it wasn't near as cold.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps. But, you know, what do you expect? I mean, you can just expect the unexpected for weather in spring.
Yeah.
You never know for sure what you're going to get. You swing from one area to another. But hopefully it'll change.
Yeah.
Things are going to get better.
They always do.
Summer's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to get better. So we can get outside, do some of the things that we want to do outdoors. Have you done anything dramatic yet this spring outdoors? Outside of taking Wyatt for a stroll?
No.
That's about it, huh?
Yeah.
Not much else? Got your hands full?
I needed to mow, but it just kind of kept raining on me. And
kind of hard to mow with the baby in tow, though.
It is. So it's Take him to grandma's house. That way I can do that is what I had planned on doing, but the rain kind of came a little earlier than I thought, so. Well,
how do you attach a baby seat to a mower?
Yeah. Especially a push mower, so.
Probably not a mother of the year idea anyway.
Yeah, but I can sure they'd probably get calls, people driving by on
yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tough to do those kinds of things, but, I haven't mowed here. We were worried in March because we had to mow. In fact, I think we mowed twice at home in March.
Really?
But then all of a sudden here we've gotten into April and haven't had to mow quite as much because it's gotten cold out all of a sudden. But, the rain, it'll all grow. I mean, it's just a matter of time. But it's just all this so early.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Some people have played more golf already this spring up until this second week of April than I'll probably play all year long.
That's not good.
No, that's kind of disappointing, actually, is what it is. But, well, we do have some spring things going on around the area, too, to talk about. It is kind of a nice time of the year to start to get out and see some activity again. You know, it's not going to be too far down the road. We're going to be talking about things like Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn and Kimbleton. And, all of a sudden we'll be focusing in on things like 4th of July and county fairs.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's amazing how all those things come up so incredibly quickly.
Yeah.
Those, especially the early months of summer,
mm-hmm.
May and June, just really tend to disappear in a hurry. You know, we're all so busy. There's so much going on. There's so many spring sports and things for people to follow their kids around. And, little leagues get started and things. I mean, everybody's so active. You got proms and things happening. Graduations just around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, for some of these seniors, graduation's not more than just
probably about
a few weeks away.
So, huh?
Yeah, and some of the early ones, you're probably less than a month away.
Really?
Now.
Wow.
Yeah, some of them will happen here pretty doggone quickly. So, yeah, things are going to happen here very, very rapidly. And all of a sudden, you're going to wake up one day and it's halfway through the summer.
Where'd it go?
And you're wondering where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? So enjoy it while you can. What you got over there? Some good stuff for us to do?
As always. The Exodus chapter 313, Order of the Eastern Star, they're having a spaghetti dinner. That's at the Elkhorn Town Hall on April 15th. They're serving from 11 to 1:30, and it's a free will donation. Proceeds from that will go to the Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton High School Scholarship Fund. If you have any questions, you can contact Connie Esbeck. Again, that's the Exodus chapter number 313, Order of the Eastern Star, their spaghetti dinner at the Elkhorn Town Hall on April 15th from 11 to 1:30. Circles for Success Benefits You Beautify South Lawn Memory Gardens is on April 15th. That's from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Hut in Atlantic. And they're going to donate 15% of all sales, and Thrivent is also providing supplemental funds. That's Circles for Success Benefits You Beautify South Lawn Memory Gardens on April 15th. That's from 5 to 8 at Pizza Hut in Atlantic. Marnie Mason's Country Lunch is on April 15th. That's at the Marnie Fire Station from 4:30 to 7:30. They have a variety of soups with sandwiches, pies, and beverages. Just $6 for adults and then $3 for children under 10. That's Marnie Mason's Country Lunch, April 15th at the Marnie Fire Station from 4:30 to 7:30. Over in Lewis, the Lewis Town and Country Boosters, they're having a Sunday dinner on April 15th. That's from 11:30 to 1:30. That's at the Lewis Community Center, and they'll be serving pork loin with mashed potatoes and gravy with vegetable roll and dessert, and all that is for a free will donation. That's Lewis Town and Country Boosters Sunday dinner on April 15th from 11:30 to 1:30. The Heritage House, they're having a silent auction that's going on now through April 16th. Some of the items include a queen-size bed set, carpet for seven rooms, bifold doors, a dining room table and chairs, metal shelving and file cabinets. And then you can go in there to place your bids from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. during those days. That's April 12th through 16th. That's the Heritage House silent auction. A free development child fair for community schools is on April 16th. That's in Messina from 8:30 to 11:30, and then also in Anita from 12:30 to 3:30. It's for ages birth through 5 who live in the CAM school district and are not presently enrolled in the 4-year preschool or kindergarten. They'll have a developmental screening to assess your child's development that will focus on social and cognitive and motor skills. A vision and hearing test will also be provided, as well as updates on immunization requirements. Children need not be toilet trained, and they also have their Lollipop 3-year-old preschool and 4-year-old preschool registration at that time. For more appointments, you can contact Sherry Chester at the CAM South Elementary School or Kay Hansen at the CAM North Elementary School office. That's the CAM Community Schools Free Developmental Child Fair, April 16th in Messina from 8:30 to 11:30 and in Anita from 12:30 to 3:30. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Anita on April 18th. That will be held at the CAM High School, and that is from 8:30 to 2:30. Also, the CAM Middle School 8th grade is putting on a play. It's the Sussification of Romeo and Juliet on April 20th. They'll have a supper at 5:30 and serving until 7. Then they'll have the play starting at 7:30, and then there's an auction that will follow. It is a fundraiser for the Hosfeld family from Messina. Lou Hosfeld has recently had to have two organ transplants. She received a new pancreas and kidneys in March to help with medical expenses. The CAM students, along with the staff, are putting on a spaghetti supper, play, and silent auction. Again, that's on April 20th. That's the 8th grade play, The Sussification of Romeo and Juliet. Supper's at 5:30, and they serve until 7, and then the play will start at 7:30 with the silent auction following. Cass County Master Gardeners for the 14th Annual Spring Garden Seminar will be held on April 21st, and that's held in the Atlantic High School. The day starts with registration at 8:30 in the morning and then lasts until about 3. You can expect a full day of educational speakers, interactive workshops, expert advice panel, and more. Registration for the entire day, which includes morning snacks with lunch, materials, and a take-home from the final session, is just $35. You can get a full schedule for the day along with registration form at the Cass County Extension website, or also at the Cass County Extension office, the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, or also many downtown businesses. That's the Cass County Master Gardeners 14th Annual Spring Garden Seminar on April 21st. That's from 8:30 to about 3 at the Atlantic High School. An all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper will be held on April 21st from 5 to 7:30. That's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center. There'll be baked goods, an auction, and raffle. It's just $8 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. That's all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, April 21st from 5 to 7:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center. A Lewis Fire and First Responders open house will be held at the new fire station on April 21st. That's from 4 to 7. Come and enjoy food, refreshments, and fellowship. That's Lewis Fire and First Responders open house for the new fire station on April 21st from 4 to 7. The Atlantic Cass County Hospital Auxiliary is having a soup and salad luncheon on April 25th. That's from 11 to 1 at the Catholic Parish Center. $6 per ticket, and that is open to the public. That's Atlantic Cass County Hospital Auxiliary's soup and salad luncheon on April 25th from 11 to 1, but that will be held at the Catholic Parish Center. Let's see, another Red Cross blood drive coming up in Atlantic on April 26th. That will be held at the Wesley Heritage House from 11 to 4. The John James Audubon Festival is coming up. That's on April 28th. The event takes place in Our Savior's Lutheran Church basement from 10 to 4 on April 28th. Some of the past expos have featured paintings, photography, stained glass, jewelry, paper cutting, more. If you're an artist and would like to display your art, you can contact Sharon Winterbore at 563-2541. Let's see, they'll have this year a face painter, photography, upcycled antiques, fused jewelry, candles, and much more. That was some items from Pampered Chef. They'll be in the park from 10 to 3. In case it rains, the artists and vendors will be in the First Presbyterian Church basement. And if you are an artist or vendor that'd like to take part, you can contact Margie at 563-2742. And the John James Audubon Festival will have activities from 8 to 8. Okay.
Done?
Yeah.
Finally finished?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. That was a lot of stuff.
I know.
We have some other things to talk about as well, as we have some other things going on, some of them here pretty soon. I notice here coming up on Monday, the CAM South and North School District will be holding a developmental child screening for children ages birth to 5 who live in the CAM School District and are not currently enrolled in the 4-year-old preschool program or kindergarten. Those screenings will be this Monday, April 16th, at the South Elementary in Messina from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. and at the North Elementary in Anita from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. That's a free screening to assess the child's development and will focus on things like social, cognitive, and motor skills. They'll be using the Ages and Stages questionnaire. Vision and hearing tests will be provided, as well as updates on immunization requirements. The children don't necessarily need to be toilet trained. They'll also be registering for 3-year-old Lollipop Preschool and the 4-year-old preschool. So you can contact Sherry in Messina at 712-779-2211, or you can call Kay in Anita at 712-762-3343 to make an appointment for that. It's time to get the young ones ready to go. Also coming up not too far down the road, in fact, this Tuesday down in Griswold, they'll be having a community blood drive. It's this Tuesday, April 17th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. You can call Fred or Sandy Hildebrandt at 712-778-2188 if you'd like to donate or have any questions. You can set up your appointment at that time. Blood donation, always very, very important. And in fact, next week is National Volunteer Week, April 10th through the 16th. So maybe not the worst thing in the world. Actually, it's going on right now. But maybe not the worst idea in the world to volunteer that way, to give blood. So that Griswold Community Blood Drive, again, at the Central Church of Christ, Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact the Hildebrandts to set up your appointment. You like to sing? You like to dance? You like to act? Or can you do none of those things?
I used to be kind of be able to sing. I do that more by myself.
Well, your mom and dad said you used to do that all the time when you were pitching fits as a young child.
Surely not.
A little singing, dancing, and, well, a lot of acting.
A lot of acting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't sing?
To myself.
Not publicly?
Public anymore, no.
No, I don't sing, period. I don't even try to fool myself in thinking I can. So sometimes in the shower, but that's only when my wife is well out of earshot as well. So, well, anyway, if you do enjoy singing and you do enjoy a little dancing, a little acting, and you think you might have what it takes, it's kind of one of the classic Broadway presentations. The Gristmill MacCready Theater will be having auditions for one of the roles in the musical Annie. That's the Gristmill Summer Musical this year. They're going to do that at 7 p.m. on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So that is coming up next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m. on those 3 days. They'll be having auditions. The show will actually be presented in June on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of June. So not a lot of time to learn lines, really. But if you're talented, you can do it.
Yep.
There are a number of adult roles that they need to fill, and also, of course, the little girls who want to be cast as orphans have to be filled as well. So if you'd like to know more about that, you can contact the folks with the Gristmill McCready Theater. And again, that's 7 p.m. April 20th, 21st, or 22nd. That's when they'll be holding auditions for Annie, the Gristmill Summer Musical this year. That should be fun.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows the song, Do Not Sing It Right Now.
Get in your head.
No, I don't want you doing that. Yeah, that'll stick with me for a while. Also, the Corley Community Club is holding its annual Steak Fry and General Meeting this Sunday, April 15th, and that'll be starting at 5:30. The doors will open. Dinner served at 6 o'clock. If you need any information about that, you can call Carol Doran at 744-4616. That's the Corley Community Club annual Steak Fry General Meeting this Sunday, April 15th. Doors at 5:30. Dinner, 6 p.m. Also coming up a little further down the road, the Shelby Alumni Banquet is scheduled. It'll be held May 26th in the Shelby Gymnasium. Their theme this year is patriotic. They want to reflect the sacrifices made both at home and abroad by residents and alumni of the Shelby Tenet Community School. The Alumni Committee wants to have a display that evening during the social hour, so alumni who would like to share any memories, pictures, uniforms, or other memorabilia for the display can send them to the folks that are in charge. Pat Butker would be the one in charge. Interested people should also contact other members of the Alumni Committee, Pat Plagman, Linda Zimmerman, Lugene Behrens, Bonnie Eggers, or Keith Peterson. The alumni are asked to pick up their items the night of the alumni banquet or make previous arrangements with a member of the Alumni Committee. The alumni are also reminded to submit any ideas for the annual newsletter, and the dues are payable as well. Lugene Behrens is collecting that. Again, that's the Shelby Alumni Banquet, scheduled for May 26th. That's a Saturday. It'll be held in the Shelby Gymnasium, and they hope to have good turnout for that. Lots of things going on there. Okay, let's see. That's about all I have in that pile there. So I suppose we should maybe take a short time out.
All right.
We'll take a break and be back with more for you in just a moment. Rachel
Hanson. Therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hanson, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back with more here this weekend as well. Got some birthdays to tell you about.
We do. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Martha Jane Lemkuhl, who's celebrating her 90th birthday on April 15th. Her family is requesting a card show in her honor. She'd really love to hear a memory from former students. You can send her a card to Martha Jane at P.O. Box 54 in Villisca, Iowa, 50864. Again, that's happy 90th birthday to Martha Jane Lemkuhl, celebrating her 90th birthday on April 15th.
You know, it must be something with being around children.
What's that?
You hear of a lot of teachers that are in their 80s and 90s, and they want to hear back from some of the students from years ago. It must just be
see where being they kind of end up, and yeah, I'd be curious to know too.
Being around kids like that for a long time, I would think it could age you fast in some sense.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
But sometimes it seems like it just keeps them young.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, that's good.
Have to stay young to chase them around.
Yeah. Another birthday, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Betty Markham of Harlan. She's celebrating her 90th birthday. They're going to have an open house for her on Saturday, April 21st from 1 to 3 at the Harlan Golf and Country Club. Friends and relatives are invited to attend, and hosting the celebration will be her family. Betty has 26 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. She served Shelby County Treasurer for 11 years and retiring in December 1992. She'll mark her 90th birthday on April 17th, and she resides at 705 Laurel Street in Harlan, 51537. You'd like to send her a card if you can't make the open house. Again, that's happy birthday to Betty Markham of Harlan, celebrating her 90th birthday, and they'll have an open house for on Saturday, April 21st from 1 to 3, and that's at the Harlan Golf and Country Club. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Myrtle Nelson on the 18th, and also happy birthday to Dorothy Betts, celebrating her birthday on April 14th over at the Friendship Home in Audubon.
That's it for birthdays. Yep. I've got an anniversary here to tell you about this week, too. We run the gamut this week.
We have
babies to talk about, too. I've got a 50th anniversary wish for Gene and LaDonna Andrews of Anita. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary with a card shower. They were married on April 21st of 1962 at the Anita United Methodist Church. They're the parents of two daughters. They have a granddaughter and also a great-grandson. And those who would like to send a card can mail them to Gene and LaDonna Andrews, Post Office Box 216-216, Anita, Iowa, 50020. Of course, Gene has owned and operated the newspaper in Anita, the Anita Tribune, for a very, very long time. So that's kind of a family-run operation. So congratulations to Gene and LaDonna Andrews of Anita. We hope the 21st is a very happy day for you, and we hope you get lots of kind wishes from friends and family. Again, Post Office Box 216, Anita, Iowa, 50022. And friends of mine as well. I'd like to wish them a very happy anniversary. Yeah. I hope they have a great day. And we do have some babies this week. We go forever without having any babies to tell folks about.
I know,
and all of a sudden, a bunch.
Yeah.
What you got?
All right. Jake and Emily Drennan of Cedar Falls welcomed their daughter, Frances Reese, on Monday, April 9th at 9:31 p.m. Frances weighed 6 pounds, 12 ounces, and was 19 and 3/4 inches long. Her grandparents are Donnie and Arlene Drennan of Atlantic and Bob Reese of Kansas City. Also, we had another baby girl to Eric and Jackie Fotka. Her parents had a baby girl on Tuesday, April 10th in Columbus, Ohio. Grandparents are Craig and Jane Becker of Atlantic, and great-grandparents are Fletcher and Colleen Nichols of Atlantic and John and Alberta Becker of Cumberland.
Very good. And the Drennans, Donnie and Arlene, were twice blessed.
Yes, they were.
We also have a boy here, a grandson that they had. They didn't have, but was born here recently. It says, Evan Donald Kennedy was welcomed with great joy by his parents, Matt and Angie Kennedy, and a big brother, Steve. And he was born at 3:09 p.m. on Sunday, March 25th. Evan weighed in at 9 pounds, 2 ounces. That's pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And 19 and 3/4 inches long. The proud grandparents, Donnie and Arlene Drennan of Atlantic, and Gene and Maury Kennedy of Cedarburg, Wisconsin. So congratulations to those folks on the birth of a little baby boy. I love the little note here Arlene writes. It says on here, she apparently sent this as an email, and she said that on the email here, she says, I know the picture is very helpful on radio, but nanas have to be nanas and share pictures.
They were both adorable. She sent pictures of both.
She did. Cuties,
yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen them yet, so I'll have to take a peek at that.
Yeah.
Very good. So, well, congratulations to those folks, parents and grandparents, on the new additions. Always fun time.
Yes, it is.
You would know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I said something earlier. We were kind of talking about how fast the year goes along. Mm-hmm. You know, it's spring, and then it was summer, then spring,
kind
and it'll be summer again.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, we'll wake up one day, and it's like county fair time and stuff. Well, I noticed some stuff about fair here that I thought I'd share with folks. I see a note here, too, that the Fair Queen Contest at East Pottawatomie County's Fair will include some scholarship opportunities now as well. The East Pottawatomie County Fair has announced that they'll be awarding scholarship money to both the Queen and the Junior Queen this year. So if folks are ever wondering, why should I even bother to do that? Well, here's another reason to do that. The Queen will receive a $250 scholarship. The Junior Queen will receive a $100 scholarship. And the candidates will be treated to a brunch, and they'll do a group community service activity as well. Now, the applications the applications are due right now, April 15th, this weekend. So for the East Pottawatomie County Fair Queen and Junior Fair Queen, you can get them online. Or at the extension office. Alicia Gurman is the person to contact. The Queen contestants have to be between 16 and 21 years of age by August 9th of this year. The Junior Queen contestants have to be 13 to 15 by August 9th. Now, the Junior Queen Contest is a county-only opportunity, but the queen will represent the county at the Iowa State Fair. In the State Fair Queen Competition, the Queen Coronation event will be held on the Thursday night of the East Pottawatomie County Fair, which, of course, is held each year in Avoca. So, yeah, kind of neat thing, an extra incentive for youngsters to get involved, a scholarship opportunity for both the Queen and Junior Queen this year at the East Pottawatomie County Fair. Or as the folks in East Pottawatomie like to call it, the Pottawatomie County Fair.
Oh. Okay.
The other one has a different name.
Oh.
The Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca. We'll see you there this summer. And speaking of fair, I notice a note here this week from the folks at the Iowa State Fair that they've included some things that were popular last year, and they've thrown some new events in this year, too, for the Iowa State Fair. So some things for folks to be aware of. Applications are being accepted now through June 1st, and then teams will be selected and announced July 1st for a couple of different contests. One of them is the third annual Brattney Company's 4-H Robotics Challenge. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very Big Bang Theory, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It'll take place Friday, August 10th for the junior division, grades 5 and 8, Saturday, August 11th for the senior division, that's grades 9 through 12. It gives youngsters a chance to show off their robot designing and programming skills. It's a real-time challenge. And robotics clubs or teams composed of 3 to 10 youngsters and up to 2 adult leaders and coaches can participate. Now, they say that real time means your team arrives at the event not knowing what the challenges will be. You're not building a robot in the garage and bringing it with you. The challenges are announced at the event, and your team has to work together to design a robot to meet each of the challenges. And at the end of the working period, you enter the challenge field, where you set loose your robots in front of spectators.
Wow.
The Brattney Company sponsors that event, and they have a lot of fun with that, it sounds like. It actually kind of sounds like it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, it would be.
Another one is the third annual Cook This 4-H Culinary Challenge. It's August 12th through the 14th. It gives teams of 5th through 12th grade youngsters an opportunity to demonstrate their creativity in food preparation, as well as their knowledge of kitchen equipment, menu preparation, and their ability to identify produce, cuts of meat, and other food items. There'll be 10 teams participating at each of 3 age levels. So youngsters that would like to compete in 3-member teams, in pairs, or individually, they'll match you with other youth if you come in by yourself. But the junior level competition is for grades 5 through 6, and that'll be Sunday, August 12th. They have an intermediate level, which is grades 7 and 8, Monday, August 13th, and a senior level, grades 9 through 12, on August 14th. That's a Tuesday. So that should be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not get some benefit out of that? You're going to eat the rest
eat
of your
something,
life.
Eat something, yeah.
You better be able to prepare it the rest of your life, too. Now, they have some other activities and events going on as well. They say the 4-H exhibits building features over 3,000 exhibits from 4-H'ers around the state every year, more than 800 photographs, an assortment of baked goods, furnishings, other unique items, so folks can see all of those kinds of things. They have 2 other events from last year that will return. The Iowa 4-H Film Festival and the Stitch This 4-H Design Challenge will be returning next year in 2013. They're going to do some evaluating and refining of those events and bring them back again later on. So some things to kind of look forward to for the Iowa State Fair as well. Always a good time.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. We do appreciate you spending a little bit of your weekend with us, as always, as we get ready to face that spring weather again.
Yeah.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.